Okay, today's daf is Yevamos Kuf Yud. Yevamos Kuf Yud, and we are on Kuf Tes Amid Beis by the two dots. We just had yesterday, just to mention one point that I had to go through a little quickly yesterday, and that is the Gemara mentioned that there are three things in the name of Bar Kapara. There are three things that we try to do and three things that we try to stay away from. Three things that we try to do are Chalitza, Hava, Shalom, and Hafaras Adarim, and we stay away from Miyun, Pikdonos, and Arvonos. And we went through each of those yesterday. But also, we mentioned one of the items that we should stay away from, that's alluded to in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Ra Yeroa, Kiarev Zar, are those that are Mekable Gerim. What is that Mekable Gerim? Why? Because Rabbi Chelbo says, Kashim Gerim Liyisrael Kisapachas. So, what is the pshat? What is the meaning of that line that gerim are difficult to Am Yisrael like a scab, like a sapachas ba'or? So Rashi here says she'ein b'kiyin b'tikduke mitzvos ulemeidin Yisrael mimasayim. They're not experts, and therefore we might be influenced by some of their lack of knowledge. They might be doing something, and it might be inappropriate against halacha. They don't know, but it might influence us. Number one, that is Rashi here. Tosvos. Not here, but Tosas earlier in Daf Mem Zayin Mabez, where this Gemara also came up, has a couple of pshatim to remember what that means. So pshat number one is what Rashi says here. Pshat number two there, Pirish Bekuntris Od Lashon Acher Mishum Dekal Yisrael Arevim Zelazem. Not that we're going to learn from them, but that we're responsible for them, and therefore if they're doing things, even if we don't learn from them, but Arevus, and therefore we're going to be responsible, even if I didn't. Right, we know the original. Where did Arvus start? Right when they went into Eretz Yisrael, and that's why the story happened with Achan. Even though the exact same story happened earlier, right? Chazal tells us that Achan took from a couple of spoils, even in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. But Chazal weren't, Bnei Yisrael weren't punished then. Only now they were punished. They were punished. That's why he says the vidoy on all of them. What changed? The answer is Akol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. And therefore, even if he does something which I don't even know about, still I'm going to be held accountable. Mashma, and then Tosfos says Vakasha. He says, he asks on that from Maseches Sota, because he says, Mashma, Shalo Hayu Arevim Al Hagerim, Delo Chashav Asim Arvus Shal Erev Rav. Interesting. Is it really true that there's Arvus on Gerim? So we would think, of course there is. So Tosfos isn't so sure about it. But then he says, V'yog Yishlomar, Kashim Gerim Liyisrael, Lefisha Misarvim Bohem, Ve'ein Shechina Shora Elam Al Mishpachos Miyuchaso Shebe Yisrael. They affect the lineage. If somebody wants pure lineage, and this has non-Jewish lineage, so then that could affect. Just parenthetically, it might not be so terrible, because David HaMelech himself had this type of lineage, and it was okay. So, but that's Tosfos number three. Number four, V'yesh Mefarshim, Shebi Yoser Huzaru Yisrael Alagerim, Ve'ein Yecholim Lehizoher Me'ona Asan. It's very difficult not to take advantage of certain downtrodden people, certain sects of society. So it might be more difficult. If there's a gap, we might take advantage, we might make fun, chas v'shalom, and we're warned especially against. So therefore, those are four pshatim Tosfos quoted. Tosfos does not quote in Yevamos what he quotes in Kiddushin. There's one other one, which I mentioned at the end yesterday, and that is in the name, Tosfos Ayin Amud Beis. He quotes all the different pshatim, but then he has number five. Number five in Kiddushin, Ayin Aleph and Aleph, going over to the next page. Harab Avram Ger Pirish. Lefisha Gerin Bekian Bemitzvos, Umidaktakim Bohem, Kashim Levisol Kisapachas, Dumitokach, Akadish Baruchu, Maskra, Bodhisam Shah Yisrael, Kashinos and Ritzono. Right? They make us look bad. Make us look bad because they're doing mitzvos, right? Lahavdil. Not so lahavdil, but by Bali Tshuva sometimes, right? They're also more makpid on certain dikduke halachas than someone who is from birth, not a Bali Tshuva. So therefore, sometimes in that pairing up and looking the contrast, so that makes us be seen in a certain light. So when we said this yesterday, there were some smiles, and I'm sure hearing, who said this? Avram Ger. He's the one that gave this pshat. So the idea of thinking that someone in Chazal, or you might say one of the Rishonim, you know, were influenced and biased because of who they were, the Gemara says clearly that we're not allowed to have that view. You know, obviously colored and influenced by their upbringing and by their surroundings, that's for sure. You know, obviously, what people were influenced by, what yeshiva we learned in, and which country we live in, and who our friends are, and who our family was, were influenced. But to say that someone is not objective, so then that is something that we have emunas chachamim, at least in Chazal. We're trying to extend it now to the Rishonim. But at least in Chazal that we don't say. This is brought out very illustratively in Brachas. In Brachas Daf Yotes, where the Gemara there quotes the issue of the context of Nidui. The Gemara quotes, so who is somebody in Nidui? Hamesaper achar mitasan shel tamidei chachamim. Someone who talks after the mita of a Talmid Chacham. What's the case? So my he decide. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah there in Adios, where the Gemara there has a machlokes whether a giores is treated like a bas Yisrael regarding hilchasota. Whether we're mashkin the giores, same whether we have the same laws for a giores for hilchasota. The Tanakhama says ain mashkin laws of giores laws of mishacharis. We don't. Vachachamim omri mashkin. No, we do. We treat her like a regular Bas Yisrael. What's the issue why we wouldn't treat her like a regular Bas Yisrael? Because the Pasuk says at the beginning of the Parsha of Sota and Parsha's Naso, B'nei Yisrael, Rashi quotes Omer B'Parsha, Praleishas Ger V'Evin Meshuchrar. They're not B'nei Yisrael. Right? They're excluded. That's the possible drusha that you would say. So Machlok gets in the Mishnah. V'Omru Lo, and they said over a story, Maisa B'Charkemes Shivcha Meshuchrares B'Yerushalayim V'Hishkua Shmayev Avtalion. Oh, a story about Shmayev Avtalion that they treated a Giores like, or an Evin Meshuchrares, like a regular born Jew. Amar Lahem, and he said to them, and it seems like it's talking about Kavya ben Mahalalel, the Gemara says at the end, it can't be, he's got to be somebody else. Amar Lahem, Dugma Hishkua. Yeah, you know why Shmaim Avtayon treated her like a regular Jew? Because they came from Gerim. So of course they're going to say that. Dugma Hishkua. They're going to say that a Giora should be treated like a regular Jew because their ancestors, either they themselves or their ancestors, came from Gerim. That's the comment. Next word, Vinidu, they put him in Gerim for that comment. How could you say that they were influenced and they only gave their shita because they said, oh, you gotta treat Gerim the same because they're from Gerim? And the Gemara continues that the person who said this died in excommunication and they stoned his Aron Bechulu. That's what the Gemara later on says, it can't be a Kavim ben Malalo. You know, he wouldn't have said such a thing. But what's the message of that Gemara? That if somebody in Chazal, Shmaya Baftalion, say certain halachic opinions, obviously we're all influenced by where we came from and we're colored by our background. But to say that we were subjective and we didn't interpret the halacha properly in an honest way because of our biases, so that's something that's against Emunas Chachamim. And that's when we have something like this also here. When Avram Ger gives a pshat, there's an emes to the pshat. Why does Dafke he say that? Okay, it could be that he was in certain situations that influenced and made him think about this. But Chas V'Shalom, he said, well, you better treat Gerim the same, because, right, it wasn't Chas V'Shalom in that, and with that type of attitude. Okay, let's continue. Now, Tosas also said at the end of the right before the two dots, discussing Tosas Yimimas Chumau de Tema, where the Gemara had the idea of somebody who learns but does not do any mitzvahs, but he just causes others to do mitzvahs, you might think he gets some schar, kamash malon. Not so Tosas discusses, but doesn't it say if you're mezaka the rabbim, you get a certain schar, so how do you deal with that? That you are influencing, you are being much, that shouldn't be taken away from you. So as it discusses, is it undermined by the fact that you don't do anything? Maybe there was a difference between you did do actions originally and then you stopped versus you never did actions. Important tosas in Dibur Maschul Mahu. Okay, but now let's continue today's daf. Two dots. Rabbi Gamliel Amar Imiya Navachulu. So remember yesterday we had a three-way machlokes tanoim where the case was, you have two brothers, one's in a Daraisa marriage, one's in a Darabanan marriage. And what happens? Gdola Viktana, the Mishnah said, and the Gdola died. Meaning the Daraisa marriage, is no longer, and the husband died, so now the wife, who is on a Daraisa level, Zakuka to her brother-in-law, what does she do? What does she do? The problem is that the brother-in-law is married to her sister. So, what is the halacha? So, three different opinions. Rabbi Eliezer says, well, teach her to do miyun. Let her do miyun with her present husband, and then she will be able to then marry the Yavama. No problem. Rabbi Gamliel says, fine, if she does miyun, she does miyun. If she doesn't, what if she loves her husband? She wants to stay married to him. So, Rabbi Gamliel says, just wait. Wait till she becomes a gedola, her marriage will kick in and become a daraisa marriage, and the other sister will now be achus isha, and the zika will dissipate. Number two, and Rabbi Yeshua said, "No, I lo alishto, I lo al ishas achiv." Right? She's stuck. She can't wait, and she can't marry, so she just has to divorce everybody and start again. So the different day is in the Mishnah. So, talking about Rabbi Gamliel Shita. Rabbi Gamliel was the one, again, the middle Shita, that said she could wait. She could wait until her marriage turns into a Daraisa marriage, and then the other woman, the sister-in-law, will lose her Zika. So the question is, how does it turn into a Daraisa marriage? Boy mine Rabbi Elazar Meirav. My time at Rabbi Gamliel. Why does Rabbi Gamliel say, what's his svara? Just wait. Is there anything demanded on her what she has to do? Or is it automatic? Mishum tekasava kiddushe katana mitzvah talu. Is Rabbi Gamliel Shita based on the fact that kiddushe katana are held in abeyance, they're in limbo, mitzvah talu, uvechi gadla, gadli bahada afagav delobal. Is it automatic, even if she never lives with her husband again, once she becomes a gadola, is that good enough? Automatically, kiddushe miyun turn into daraisa kiddushin, even without a maisa biya. She probably has to realize by that time that what's happening, that she becomes a gdola and this is going to turn into it. But with that, you don't need a maisa biya. Is that what Rabbi Gamliel holds? So it's really automatic? Oh, Dilma, no. Mishum de kasavar, hamakadish achos yivama, niftara yivama. No, because the case is, if a person is zakuka to a yivama, but also can do something with the achos yivama, here, the sister of the yivama, the halacha is, if she then marries the achos yivama, the previous zika disappears. Is that what he holds? Even though here the zika of the sister-in-law came first, but doesn't matter, says Rabbi Gamliel, in this case, we would, maybe even lechadchila, right, allow her to be bold, live with her, his present wife, so then the zika would disappear, v'halchala, and he bowl in, he lo bo'alo, l'maisa. Is Rabbi Gamliel Shita based on the fact that she's going to do a maisa biya with him after she becomes a gdola, or not, or is it automatic? That's the shaila. Ask the Rishonim, how can it be automatic? It's kiddushe ketana, right? And the Rabbanon instituted and created this marriage. So how could it turn into a, she doesn't do another maisa kiddushin. So how could it automatically turn into a daraisa marriage? Gemara doesn't explain it. So the Rashba, the Tosfos Arash, who actually corresponded with each other, the Rosh and the Rashba, a couple of tshuvas in each, to each other. The Rashba says, you know what he treated like? We treat it like every Kiddushin Miyan is treated like a Kiddushin Al Tanai. That's how the Rabbanan made it. This is a marriage, the Rabbanan Al Tanai, that once it becomes, she becomes a Gdola, it turns into a marriage Midaraisa. That's how you have to look at it. Kashali, kiva de mitzchila son lo havi elamidu Rabbanan, lacher gavlas, kama bamehi miskadeshes daraisa. If you say you need a maisa biya, so that's the mechanism. That's the halachic way that it becomes. It's kedushe biya again, but it's some action. But here, if it's nothing, how is it automatic? The yesh lomar da'asa'um kimasne b'shas kedushin harei amukudashes li le'achar gablus. It's as if that's an implicit tonight. Ka'osa shashanino, like we know from Maseches Kedushin, you can make any ketah you want. Harei amukudashes li le'achar shloshim yom. You're married to me, Almana, after this time, and so you can do that. So it's built in, says the Rashba. That's amazing. We have to. That's what miyun is, according to Rabbi Gamliel. Kiddushin miyun is a kiddushin al tnai that is going to automatically become a real marriage on the occasion of godless. That's the Rashba's lashon. The Tosfos Arash even goes one step further in his formulation, where he says, "Dibig avamash." Yes, the question is, "Vitzarach lomar." Dehefker bezdin hefker leinyin mamon v'chivua bezdin lahachzir elu hakidushin imlotis kadesh v'havi ki'ilu yeshno ba'enu mikdash alei. It's not only that it's going to turn in automatically, but the Rush says that if she doesn't want to be married, she's going to have to return the money. That is really mamish like a marriage al tanai, and if you don't fulfill the tanai, you're going to have to return the money. So that's, it says the Tosfos Arash, that's how we look at it. That's the Rush and the Rashba. That's that side of the question. The answer rejects it anyway. But that's the suffix. Do you need a maisa biya or not? That was asked to Rav, and Rav answers, Amar le, Hayinu tabe de Rabbi Gamliel, Mishum de Kasavar, the second, HaMakadish Achos Yivama, Niftura Yivama V'Halchala. If you're Makadish Achos Yivama, meaning with a maisa biya, so then the woman, the one who was previously Zakuka, just leaves, Ibal in, Iloba'al, Ilo ba'alo. So that is the halacha. Fascinating question the Ramban here has two deos about. So according to what we pass, because Rav Gamliel says, when does it turn into a daraisa marriage? After she does biya. What happens if she's a gdola? But she didn't do Bia yet. Can she still do Miyun? Well, we've said for the past 5 days that till we started this parak, Miyun is only up to Gavus. Right? And she can do Miyun from age 7, 8, whatever. She can do Miyun whenever she wants. Until she becomes a Gdola. Right? We had that word in Tosfos on yesterday in Amud Aleph. Maybe until Bagrus, which what the Marshal says it doesn't really mean it, it's Lav Dafka. But says the Ramban. So now she's in a state of limbo. Because she's a Gdola yet, but it's still not a Daraisa marriage. So maybe she can still do Miyun. Because it's not a Daraisa marriage, but she's a Gdola already. And we know Miyun goes up to Gavus. So he's noted to say that she cannot do Miyun anymore, which is makes it an even more unique shita. She can't do Miyun yet, even though it's still a Kiddush Ektana. To make it more, it's more a Kiddush in one way. The other way would be even bigger Kiddush. She can do Miyun, even though she's a Gdola, because it's still Kiddush. So that itself is a Kiddush, even though it's a Kiddush Ektana. That's the Ramban Safek. He says, V'efshar, the afilu lahailishna, lo shetehe mimahenes misha gadla, bishalo baal, ela, she'en kiddushaya kiddusha gemurim, lo tziya la mishamachos isha ashe yevo. No, I don't think she can do Miyun any yet. Don't think she can do Miyun anymore. But it just means that her Yavama is not scot-free. But then he says, V'efshar, delahai lishna, kozman shalom baal mishigdila, mima enes. He has that possibility. He rejects it at the end, but he has the possibility that the real cutoff for Miyun is not gablus, but it is kidushe gablus. And kidushe gablus might require a maisabia. Right, that's the little notes that we just changed in Rebbe Gamliel. Okay, so the Gemara says now, let's continue. Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes is Lashon that he says, it's 5 places. Amina kinayim v'shachiv, Rav Amar Lai Shmaitza. Rav must have been sleeping when he said this, and everyone always mentions the Chavos Yoyer whenever we have this kind of comment. He's not really insulting him, he's just saying, Rav, you are on such a high level. He would never, this is beneath him. Not that he was sleeping. This is such an unusual comment that I can't believe that he said this when he was awake. He must have been sleeping because this is beneath him. Right? That's the way to raise somebody up in that sort of way. Like we talk to a child of ours, right? The best type of chinuch is not just to beat him down. This is beneath you. Right? This is not you. This is, you're above that. Like Rav Aaron Soloveitchik says, the word tochacha comes from the word lohochiach, to prove to the person who they really are. Come on, you're above this. This is not you. So we raise them up by giving them tochacha. That's what we're doing. We're raising them above the action. We're not using the action that they did to push them down. So that's what Rav Sheshes is doing to Rav here. It's beneath you, this comment. What do you mean? The Tanya. Hamakadish azaktana kidusheha teluyin. If you're Mekadesh Ektana, the Kiddushin are hanging. My Teluyim, what does that mean? Lav ki gad lagadli ba'adav avagav de lo baal. Doesn't it mean even without Bia? It's hanging until it's automatic upon the occasion of Gablus. Amar le Rav and Breder of Nachman, no. Ha milsa de Ktana mitzvah tzali v'kaima. It's hanging to know whether there'll be a Maisa Bia. I baal in, I lo baal lo. Right, you don't have to say it's Dafka, but it's automatic. Why? What's the issue? What's the suffix in their minds, the people involved? Da Amra, she says to herself, I'm not sure if he's going to live with me afterwards. Why? And she's very insecure in this relationship. Why? Because each of them could end it any day. Da Amra, she says, Hu adif minai, he is stronger than me, meaning he give me a get. He gives me a get, I'm out. Or Vano Adifta Minai, and I'm stronger than him, meaning I can do Miyun. Meaning both of them are possible. Therefore, the relationship is very tenuous, so they don't know what's gonna be. So she doesn't know until the Maisabiyah takes place. After Gavlus, it is not going to be strong and symbolically something that she can't get out of.
Isn't that a proof then that Miyun can take place after
Is it a proof that Miyun can take I don't know. I don't know if she's saying this after, she's saying this up till Gavlus. I don't know if this Svara would apply literally after Gavlus. She's saying throughout the relationship, she doesn't know if when Gavlus comes, I'm still going to be around as the wife of this man. Right, so you don't have to say. It could fit in to that day of the Rabban, but it's Islav Davka. Period. Says the Gemara, V'savar Rav, Ibal, Ini, Lo, Baal, Lo. So now we're going to ask on that. So does Rav really say that you require the Maisa Bia? Right? Does he really say that? Upon, meaning Rav's Pshat of Rebbe Gamliel, they require the Maisa Bia, V'ya Itmar. But didn't we learn the following? Machlokas Amorah, Ktana Shalom Miyana V'Yigdila, a Ktana that did not do Miyun. And she became a Gdola, V'amda V'Nisays, and then she married somebody else. So what's the halacha? Rav Amar ein esricha gemisheni. She doesn't require a get from this new man. Why? Because she's a married woman. She's a married woman. She can't accept kiddushin from some other man, and it's meaningless. V'shmuel Amar tzricha gemisheni. It's well said. No, no, no. She needs a get from the second man. So what's the case that they're arguing about? She became a gdola, and says the Gemara, my lav de lo baal. Isn't it the case where there was no bia yet? Isn't that the case? And that is why. And that's the chiddush. And Rav says, you don't need a get even without bia. Why? Because it was automatic. If it without the bia turned into a real full-fledged marriage, so that would be a kasha on Rav. Where it says, lo debal. No, the case is, under discussion, where there was a maisa bia ready, after godless. And that's why the marriage is a full marriage, no raya against Rav. Says the Gemara, if there was a bia, then he debal my time at the Shmuel. So how could Shmuel say that it's not a full marriage, that she needs a get from the second man? She's fully married. Why should she need to get from the second man? Kesavar Shmuel holds, kol haboel, aldas, kidushin harishonim uboel. Anyone who has a maisa bia is focused, not thinking that this is something new. He knows he had been married to her, and now he's living with her. But says Shmuel, he thinks, he's under the misimpression, that the original maisa kidushin was all that he needed to do to create this. And that's why it's still, if he doesn't have the proper kavana, it's still not going to be a daraisa marriage. So that's the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about kol haboel adas kiddushin rishonim haboel or not. Says the Gemara, but they have this machlokas elsewhere already. Vapligi b'chad hazimna. Rav and Shmuel argue about this in Ksubis. De Itmar. It says in Maseches Ksubis in Dafayin Beis. In the sugyas of the following. Kishal t'nai v'kan t'stam. They do a maisa kiddushin a gedola. A regular man and woman get married. Al t'nai. Let's say al t'nai that he says, al manas, that you don't have any hidden blemishes that I don't know about. And v'kansa stam, but at the time of nisuin, he does not reiterate the t'nai. So what do we say in that case? When somebody does not reiterate a t'nai, b'shach nisuin, so are we saying, do we assume that they're mochel the t'nai or not? Rav amar tzricha menu get. Rav says, she needs a get. Why does she need a get? Even if the t'nai went unfulfilled, let's say she has mumin, she has blemishes, so you need a get because we assume that Rav says that he was mochel the t'nai in that knes. Number one, Rashi, right, so, and therefore, and Rashi adds in one line here, that v'kansastam, we could assume that he is doing another maisi kiddushin with his bia, along with the nisuin. V'kansastam, v'akach nimsu ala nadarim, second skinny line, tzricha get, debiya l'shem kiddushin havi, deyodeya hayashem kiddushin harishonim klum. So basically she has das that this is a new act. V'shmuel amar, ain't tzricha emenu get, Shmuel says no. Rav amar tzricha emenu get, kiva de nasva, because he marries her, without making any conditions, achuli achli l'tznai, he is in effect being mochel, the tznai that he made earlier, I'm married to you, even without the conditions, ushmuel amar, ein atzricha emenu get, why kalabola, das kiddusha rishonim uboel, question mark. So you see, Shmuel already said it there. So what do we need in Machlokas Rav and Shmuel about the case of a ketana whose marriage is turning into godless? And why do we need over there kitshal tev kotzasam? If it's the same root Machlokas, the Gemara always asks, it's just two different applications. So just say it once, and we would be able to apply it ourselves. Answer, tzricha. No, you need both cases. You need the case of a ketana, and we need the case of Kitshal Tanai Vakanta Stam. De'i et Rabbehi, if you only had that case, the case of Kitshal Tanai in Ksubis, Biyahika Amar Rav. That's where Rav says that you have Kavana for right now. You have a Kavana for a new Maisa Kedushin. Why? Mishum De'ika Tzna. Because there was an explicit Tanai, V'kivin Debal Achule Achle L'Tanai. There was an action that you were involved in now, and but you, we could assume that that action is Mevatel, the earlier Tanai. Abol Baha, but over here, a Modele de Shmuel. But here, Mode, right? Havamina is that, according to Rav, he will have Kavana to be Mavata Litznai, but he doesn't have Kavana for a new Kiddushin. Right? That's a different type of Kavana. It's a deeper type of Kavana. Right? He did a Kiddushin earlier. Maybe Rav Svara is that this new action is a Bitala Tznai, but it's not a Kiddushin Rishonim. So that's why you need our case too. The Yit Marbaha, and if you only had our case, the case of the Ketana, Bahakam Shmuel, only there Shmuel says that he has Kavana for the, he doesn't have Kavana for the original act, because he thinks that condition was good. And that's why the marriage is not full now. Aval b'hachi m'modilei l'rab, but here maybe he would agree that she has bitla tzna kavana, tzricha. So we say that that's why you need both cases. If you look at Rashi here, doesn't seem to flow based on what we just explained, because Rashi is going with a girsa. The Gemara Ksubis has a different girsa, and that's the girsa that Rashi says here. We're going with our girsa, because that's the girsa that we have here. The idea of kavana, of aldas rishona, here, in this application, sometimes it ruins what is happening. Meaning, if somebody thinks, oh, I'm going based on what my original kavana was, I'm not having any new kavana, it's like for Shmuel here, it makes it not a real marriage. In most areas of halacha, it's the same idea, but it's a different application. Maybe we say, kal ha-ose aldas rishona hu ose. So that comes up by tzitzis and tefillin and elsewhere. For example, the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Tefillin in Simen Yud Aleph, Hachutin Tzarach Sheyu Tevuyin Lishman. The threads of the tzitzis have to be made into threads Lishma. It might not have to be shorn from the sheep. How far do you go back? So it has to be put on the bag of Lishma. Okay, but how about the tzitzis made into threads? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Hachutin Tzarach Sheyu Tevuyin Lishman. Right, and then he says, "V'yesh," it has to be made into threads. V'yesh machmirin, says the Rama, afilu l'nafson, the niputz. What's the niputz? That's the combing it. Combing it to, after you clean it, right, all the lamates malachas, the second set. You shear it, gozes, and then menafates. You comb it with a hard comb. And then you clean it, then you comb it, and then you make it into threads. So how far back do you go? So niputz is a chumrah of the Rama. V'haminag lahakel b'niputz. Minag is lahakel. But the Shulchan Aruch says the tfiyah has to be l'shma. And what does that mean? She yomar b'tchilas hativui shehu ose kein l'shem tzitzis. Osha Yoma writes, that's, you have to say it at the beginning. And if it wasn't Tava Lishma, puzzle, says the Shulchan Aruch. And then there's a machlokas, what about if a non-Jew did Tevia, and Yisrael was Omid Al-Gabov? That's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush, whether that's kosher or not. But that's the Shulchan Aruch. Sheyomar bitchilas hativui, at the beginning, says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Prima Gadim, v'day bazeh afil yoma achra. If it takes you 3 days to do this, it's okay, as long as the start of the process you did it. The stama sulishma ikoi. To call a ose, aldas rishona ose. Our principle, right? You go by what it says in the beginning. And not only in tefillin, not only in tzitzis, you have it in tefillin also. In simen lamed beis, where the show, that's the simen that many non sofrim, when you do a tefillin, you skip that simen. That's the really long simen about the making the tefillin. Maybe if we're not sofrim, then we definitely have to make sure to do that simin because we don't get to do the mitzvah actually, so we have to learn about the mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch there says, Tzarech haklaf shiyehe me'ubad ba'afatim obesid v'tzarech shiyehe me'ubad l'shmo. The ibud, making the animal hide into klaf. So that process of soaking it, doing the ibud, tanning it, one of the lamates malachas also. So tanning it also, Shulchan Aruch says, Lishma, v'tov lahotzi b'svasa b'tchilas ha'ibud. It's good, says the Shulchan Aruch, to say with your mouth, say with words, at the beginning of the ibud, shuma abdo l'shem tefillin, o l'shem sefer Torah, to say it at the beginning. Because this is where ibud requires lishma. If you're ma'abid l'shem, what if you're ma'abid l'shem one and you want to switch it? That's a big discussion. Ma'abid l'shem mezuzah and you want to use it l'shem sefer Torah. V'chulu. So generally, ma'alan v'kodesh is okay, but not the opposite. Either way, that's the other applications where we have lishma when it comes to kol ha'osa das v'shon ho'osa v'iter. So what was the past 20 lines? Rav, if you remember, said. Beginning of today's daf, Rav said, according to Rabbi Gamliel, you need the Maisa Bia in order to turn into a Daraisa marriage. So we just said, really? What about this other machlokas? We got out of it and we explained why we need both machlokas. So now, same question. Umi amar Rav, ki balin hi lo ilo balo. About 15th, 20th line or so. Does Rav really say you need the Bia? Baha hahi uvda dahavi benarsh. There was a story in Narsh. V'ikta shakshi ktana v'gadla and she got married when she was a ktana. Kedusha ktana with the mothers. The gadla, she became a gadola. The osveya bekersaya, and they put her in the wedding canopy. Bekersaya va'asa achrin, and all of a sudden, maybe it seemed like she was about to like get married fully to her, this man who she was with, and all of a sudden, some man runs in, grabs her, v'chatzva mine grabs her, and you have to add in, says the Nemuki Yosef, and convinces her, right, because marriage can't be by force, convinces her, I'm really your basher, I'm the right man, you know, somehow takes her, and she marries the other man. And what happens? Rav Bruna, Rav Chanan, Talmid de Rav Avihasim. These two great rabbis, Talmid de Rav, were at the wedding. They said, "Mister, you know, leave." And even it, though this man did a Maisa Kedushin with her, they said, "Forget about it." They did not require a get from the second man. Why? Because she was married to the first man already. Don't we usually assume that a wedding canopy is before the Maisa Bia? So this is even without a Maisa Bia. We say the marriage is already full. Amar Papa, no. Banash Minsam Nasivi Vahadar Mosi Abekur Saya. In Nash, they had the unusual custom. First they lived together, and then they had the big wedding ceremony. The wedding canopy. So that's why there was a Maisa Bia here. That's answer number one. Number two is Rav, it doesn't mean in general, like all marriages. It means like in this type of case of the Ketana marriages going into the Gdola, they allowed the marriage to become a real marriage first, and then they did that. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi gives a different answer. Famous comments, Rav Ashi says, "Hu asa shaloka hogan, lafiha rasu bo shaloka hogan." This guy who ran in and grabbed the kala, he acted inappropriately. So Bezin has a power to act inappropriately with him. And even if we normally would say that Bia is required, we would say here, even without the Bia, his marriage is not a good marriage. Why? With what power invested in the rabbis? The Afkinu Rabbanan L'Kiddushi Binei. Right? They uprooted the marriage. They uprooted the marriage that it never took place. Afkinu Rabbanan. Sometimes this is also said with the principle of Kaldem Mekadesh Adai, that the Rabbanan Mekadesh, Tosfos on the bottom. Lefichach discusses whether that's meduyak or not. Why does sometimes in the Gemara, it's important to go through the Gemaras, which says which, but we don't have time right now. Why does some Gemaras just say the line of Afkeinu, like this Gemara, and other Gemaras say, called the Mekadesh, that the Rabbanah Mekadesh, Afkeinu Rabbanah Lekdusha Minei. Right? Is there any differences between why you would say one, which also emphasizes the fact that every marriage is based on the Das of the Chachamim? Or is it just the power that they have? Afkeinu Rabbanah Lekdusha Minei. So, That is the question. The question of the Achronim, how this works, how it's called, is Tanai versus Hafka. That's the name of the Chakira here, how Afkeinu works. Is Afkeinu really like a Tanai? Right? It's a Tanai. It's like everybody gets married. I'll condition, as long as the rabbis say it's okay. Meaning you take that Lashon of Kol D'Mekadesh very seriously. It's like a Tanai, just like you make any Tanai. And once the rabbis say, no good, so then my marriage wasn't fulfilled. Or is it, no, it's not really a Tanai. Let's say a guy hates the rabbis. Let's say he's going through the halachic process because the woman says, if you don't get married this way, then I'm not going to marry you. So he does it, but he really hates the rabbis. And he has no das to do anything al Tanai of the rabbis, even though he's saying it, because that's Moshe of Yisrael. So maybe there's another way it works. Afkeinu means the Rabbanan have the rights in marriage to be mafkia. They have that right, even if you don't have it in mind. Tanai versus hafka. So keep that in mind for the next lines. Says the Gemara, Amar le Ravina le Ravashi, Tenach to Kiddush Bekaspa, Kiddush Bebiyamai. Fine, the rabbis have this power by Kiddushe Kesef. So what about by Kiddushe Bia? How could they do it? Answer, Shavu Rabbanan lebilas lebilasnus. The rabbis made the Bia into a Biasnus. So what exactly is the question? What exactly is the answer? Why is Kiddushe Bia easier to explain than others? Four different ways to understand this in the Rishonim. Right, very, again, big, well-known discussion. Rashi says here, you know why Mammon is easier? Hefker bezen hefker. Fine, I understand the rabbi is affecting monetary law. So even monetary law of marriage, I understand where that power comes from. Hefker bezen hefker. What about here? What's the halachic mechanism? The answer is, by marriage, they have special, unique halachas. That's the chiddush. Shavir ben abasa, bilaznus. They can do that, even by kiddushe bia. Rashi quotes his Rebbeim, not here, but we had it earlier in the Masechta, and also Ksubis Daf Gimel. Rashi quotes his Rebbeim, which Rashi is very upset about. Rashi quotes his Rebbeim, Tenef the Kiddush Bekaspa, fine Kiddushe Kesef, they can knock out. Why? Because that's only Kiddush and Rabbanan anyway. Kiddushe Kesef is only Rabbanan! So that's why the Rabbanan can knock it out. But Kiddushe Daraisa, Kiddushe Bia, and Shtar, right, the Nafgamina between these two approaches is where does Shtar fit in? The Gemara doesn't mention Shtar. Is Shtar on the side of Kesef or on the side of Bia? So, that's a question. So, but at least Kesef versus Bia. So Rashi's Rebbeim say, fine, the Drabbanan marriage, they can get out of it. But a Daraisa marriage? And the answer is, yeah, they have that power. Rashi jumps on that Shita. What do you mean it's Drabbanan? It's learned from Xer Shava. Kicha kicha misteyafron. It's a din Daraisa. So how can you say it's Drabbanan? So it's a bomb. Rashi has many problems with that. But who else made this Shita famous? The Rambam. At least one version of the Rambam, one gears in the Rambam, is that the Rambam says, in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, Kedusha Kesef are Divrei Sofrim. and the other ones, Shtar and Biar, are Mita Oraisa. So some connect the Rabos of Sharashi with that Shita of the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah and most others assume that that's not what the Rambam means. When the Rambam says, doesn't say Durabanan. He says Divrei Sofrim. And Divrei Sofrim means Torah Shebal Peh. It just means it's not explicit. Kiddushi Shtar is learned out from an extra word of the Torah, whatever the word is, beginning of Kiddushin. So that's, the Rambam considers Torah Shebichsav. This is Torah Shebal Peh. So then he would have to give a different shot to what the Shaklevataria here is. I just heard recently that the fascinating suggestion, I never saw this in print somewhere, and that is, we use Kedusha Kesef, Dafka. Right? That's what we don't use Kedusha Shtar today. Fine, Biyah, even the times of the Gemara, they stopped using. Why not Shtar? So the simple interpretation is because it's confusing. It's more difficult. Kesef and Shava Kesef is much easier. Just give money, just give a ring. But maybe another reason why we do that is because, based on this Rambam, if you say Kedusha Kesef is considered Torah Shebal Peh, and the others are Torah Shebichsav, we find various times in Halacha that we dafka do things to go against the stukim. To show up at stukim, we dafka do Torah Shebal Peh. We make a whole ceremony by Paraduma, we use it full yom. And by the Karbana Omer, to Mimachras HaShabbos, the Mishnayos and Menachos describe a whole ceremony, pop in circumstance. We always try to do things, lahachas, so to speak, against the stukim, to say Torah Shebal Peh. So maybe by marriage too. We dafka use Torah Kiddushei Kesef. I heard it from Rav Shechter that he dafka used that because to show everyone that Torah Shebal Peh is the emphasis. Fascinating suggestion. And then Shtar will be closer to Bia. Right, Shtar will be closer to Bia because that's Torah Shebichsav. Okay, again, there's a lot more here in terms of what the look in the Ramban, look at other Tosfosim. Again, in terms of what is the question and what is the answer, the chilek between Kesef and Shtar. But for now, we will continue. Says the Gemara. Last two lines. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha, Kerbi Eliezer, V'chin Amar Rabbi Elazar, Halacha, Kerbi Eliezer. The Halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, who said in our Mishnah that we try to convince her to do Miyun, and then she doesn't even have to wait, and she could just get married now to the brother-in-law. Okay, so now we start issues of Cheresh, which will be main sugyas in the next parak, but now we start today also. Mishaya Nasi L'shnei Yevamos K'tanos V'meis. Right, a man was married to two rabbinic marriages, and he died. V'meis. So Biyaso Chalitzasa Shalachas V'en Potera Sarasa. So fine, one Yivam Rechalitza will help. Why? Because everything here is Durabanan. The Zika is Durabanan, the marriage is Durabanan, so it's all Durabanan, so one would be enough. The Cheshtei Cherishos, a Cherish, a deaf mute, is also only rabbinically married. So if a man is married to two Cherishos, both of those are rabbinic marriages, he dies, both of those are Zika Durabanans, everything is good. Katan, I mean, not good that he died, but that the halacha is smooth and clear. But what about Katan of the Chereshes? What if a man has two rabbinic marriages, but for two different reasons? He has Kiddush, he has a Katana, and he has a Chereshes. So then, they're both Rabbanan, but we're not exactly sure if they're the same, and which one is Iker, which one is Tafel. So in that case, Ein Bias Achas V'en Potera Sarasa, in that case, you can't just do Yibum to one of them, because they are different types of connections. And we don't know which one is Iker, so let's say you do Yibum to one, you'll still have to do Chalisa to the other one. Pikachas V'chareshes, so what about if a man is married, one to Oraisa marriage, Pikachas, and one to Rabbanan marriage, Bias ha-Pikachas poteres achareshes, the Doraisa Yibum kipater the Rabbanan Zika, vein Bias achareshes poteres ha-Pikachas, but the opposite does not apply. Gedola v'ktana, similarly, a Gedola and a Ktana, Bias ha-Gedola poteres ha-Ktana, vein Bias ha-Ktana poteres ha-Gedola. A Doraisa Yibum can always get out and do away with a Rabbanan Zika. Good. Says the Gemara, what was the possibility? Let's say the Mishnah said, V'chein shtei cherishos. Meaning the same halacha would apply to two cherishos. And what did the Mishnah say that means? You could do yibam or chalitza to any one of these, and the other one would be off the hook. So v'chareshes bas chalitzi, can a chareshes really do chalitza? But not, but we learned in the Mishnah, earlier, Chereshah Nechlas v'chareshah Shacholza. V'cholaz has been akav, dan chalitza sabsula. A chareshes, a deaf mute is assumed to be a lav bas da'as, and therefore you can't do chalitza. Chalitza requires a gdola. Right? So how does the Mishnah say that if you have married two chareshos, do chalitza to one of them and apatos the other one? Two answers. Amar Avgidlam Arav Abiyah. Maybe that line of the Chin Shtei Cherishos is not saying going back on the Chalitza part of the first line. It's only going back on the Yibam part of the first line. Yibam to one of them, so then that gets the other one off the hook. But not Chalitza, fine. If we stop there, then the next Amud of Gemara would not be in Shas. But because we have a second answer, that's why we have it. Rava Amar, or Rabba Amar, Afilu Tema Chalitza. Rabba said, no, Achareshes can do Chalitza. What case? Kan b'chareshes meikara, kan b'pikachas v'achach nescharsha. It depends if she was always a chareshes, or when she was originally married, she was a pikachas. Chareshes meikara, a chareshes, when, meaning if the man got married and it was always a drabanan marriage originally, so then, kihechi da'ol, hachi nafat. Just like he went in, that's how he goes out. Just like he went in a very tenuous way, you might say, right? With winking, with trying to get an understanding, even though she's a deaf mute. So that's how she goes out. Pikachas v'achach nischarsha, lo, right? But if it was a daraisa marriage, and then she became a nischarish, Rachman al-Islan, so lo, demakva bakriya, so then she requires a real chalitza to get out of it, and you don't have that, you don't have the ability to do kriya. The Ritva says, the Gemara could have also said, she's a la bazdas, right? Well, the Ritva goes into why Dafka focuses on the kriya element, but either way, that's the chilek. So now, for the next amud, for the rest of today's daf, we discuss, is this really true? Can a chareshes do chalitza, right? Rabbi Shita is a chareshes who is always a chareshes, can do chalitza. So is that really true? May esve abaya the chareshes meikar bas chalitza hi v'hatznan. But doesn't it say in the Mishnah, in 3 days from now, we're going to have the Mishnah of Kufyud Beis Mabeis, a really big fat Mishnah, all about all different permutations of marriages with a chareshes and a chareshes, man, woman, both, one of them. So we're going to quote almost every part of that Mishnah now to go through each one of them. So, is it really true? Meikar bas chalitzi vatznan. But doesn't the Mishnah say? Shnei achim achad pikech v'achad cheresh. Two brothers, one of them are married to a pikech. One of them is married to a cheresh. Nisu and l'shtei nachrios, married to two women, not related to each other. Achas pikachas achas chereshes. So there's one brother who has a daraisa marriage, one brother that has a durabanan marriage. My meis cheresh bal chereshes. If the durabanan marriage brother dies, mayase pikeach balak pikachas. So what is the one who's married to daraisa do? Kones firmasalosi yosi. He could do yibum. He can marry this woman. Because on a daraisa level, this woman's not married, not related to him. Right, he has a daraisa marriage. So his brother died, but his brother wasn't really married daraisa. But he can marry that woman. It's either you want to say it's yibum, fine. It's either yibum or it's marrying a stranger. And then he can divorce her afterwards. But what about the opposite? Meis pikach ba pikachas mayase cheresh ba chareshes. What if the daraisa brother died? So the derabanan brother. So now he has to do yibum daraisa, right? Because his brother was married daraisa. So kones. Vein motzi la'olam, right? Kones, and he can never divorce. Why? Because he's a cheresh. So, my love, and he's married to a cheresh. So, my love, aren't we talking about, in this case, where the pikeach, baal pikachas died, so the cheresh is doing yibum to the pikachas, and it says you can never divorce, and there's no possibility of chalitza. My lava chareshes meikara. Is it this case of the Mishnah talking about cases where they were cheresh and chareshes originally? Victania, what does it say? The only possibility is yibum. Kones in, choletz, lo. Doesn't give the possibility of chalitza there. So, isn't that because chalitza is never possible by a cheresh or chareshes? Where says lo? Bibikachas, vachanas chasha. Who says there's no raya one way or the other? Fine, where it says good. No raya. Tashma, let's try again. Shnei achin pichim nisuin shtei. Well, again, these are all the cases in that Mishnah. Shnei achin pichim nisuin l'shtei nachrios. Achas bikachas v'achas chareshes. So again, both brothers though are here healthy and pichos. Pichim. But one of them is married under a rabbanan level, one of them is married under the raisa level. Meis pikeach bal chareshes. The derabanan marriage guy died. Ma yase pikach bal pikachas. What does he do? So that's fine. Konis v'matzal hotzi yotzi. That's fine. He does yibum, and he can divorce if he wants to. But what about the other way? Meis pikeach bal pikachas. What if the daraisa brother died? Ma yaseh pikeach bal chareshes. What does he do? The pikeach now has to do yibum daraisa. So, o choletz o miyabim. He can do chalitza or yibum. Right, to this woman, his brother's wife. Do chalitza or yibum. Right, they're not married to sisters. So, my love. So shall we say midahu pikeach meikara hinami chareshes meikara? If he's a pikeach, so she's a chareshes. He's been a pikeach all his life. So who's he married to? Must be a chareshes all his life. Fikatani konis in choletzlo. And again, the only possibility given here is marriage and not chalitza. So, shall we say, just like this is the case for him, so too for her. And where it says again, midi arya? Who says? Hakadisa, hakadisa. Just because he's been a pikeach all his life doesn't mean that the case is that she's a chareshes all her life. Maybe it's a case where she was a pikachas, became an ischarsha. And again, Rabba would agree in that case that chalitza is not a possibility. Right? So again, we saved Rava. There is a question in the Achronim more. Not so much in the Rishonim. The reason why, in all these cases, the Cheresh and Chareshes are not allowed to do things. Is it because they're a Labardas? Labardas, which is the Pashtus, let's say, deaf mute. Or, and this is the first Tshuva of the Nodeb Yehuda in Eben HaEzer. What happens if you live in a time period where there are ways of communicating with a deaf mute? And you see they have some Das. So, do we say then they're not called a Labardas? Or do we say no, it's more of a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? The language of some achronim, that if you can't talk and you can't hear, halachically, labas das, just like a suma, a blind man, could have plenty of das. And yet, there are some shitas in the Tanoim that say they're pater for mitzvos. How could that be? They're a bar das. The answer is, there's certain disabilities that define a person in a certain way, halachically. Nothing against them. Halacha says maybe their das is kalush, maybe you have to have certain sensitivities and abilities in order to be involved in certain halachos. So that is a big discussion. Let's say, again, a big discussion in the Achronim, whether you can, and the Shulchan Aruch has 2 days about this, in the Rishonim. What if a deaf mute could communicate? Let's say they originally had, you know, the ability to hear, and now not. What if they could communicate b'ksav, right, by writing? So does they have the status of a deaf mute, or maybe they don't have the status of a deaf mute, right? So there are any different halachas. How across the board do we say the state of a cheirish? Okay. Viter, Eisvei, next part of the Mishnah. So again, the whole daf is talking about trying to figure out if what Rabba says is true. Again, Rabba says that a chereshes me'ikara kedu chalitza, and we're trying to prove against that. Eisvei, shnei achim, echad bikech ve'echad cheresh. Nisuin shnei achios. Here we go. Now we get into the sisters. It's two brothers married to two sisters. Achas bikachas, achas chereshes. So one of the marriages, daraisa, one of them is derabanan. So meis cheresh bal chereshes, the derabanan, brother married. Ma yase bikech bal bikachas, what does the daraisa brother do? Nothing. Teitse mishamachos isha. He is married on a daraisa level. So this other woman that now is the kuka, that's his wife's sister. So he does nothing. Meis pikeach bal pikachas, but what if the daraisa brother died? So now you're stuck. Because his wife is a kuka on a daraisa level to his brother, but his brother's married, derabanan, to the sister. So ma yasa cheresh bal chereshes, so motzias ishto beget. He has to divorce his wife because that's achos zikukaso. He has to divorce his wife. Ve'esha zachim asura la'olam. And his brother, and the other woman is Asura Le'olam. Why? Because now this is the sister, Achos Grushaso. Right? Asura Le'olam. So therefore, that's the case. So again, what do you see there again? There's no possibility of Chalitza. And if you want to say there too, it's talking about a case of Pikeach, and then Nischaresh, and that's why there's no possibility. Mi Motzi Nafik. But what do you mean? If he became a Cheresh, could he be Motzi at all? That he said, Motzi is Ishto Baget? He can't give a get if he is now a Cheresh. V'hatznan, Nischarsha Yotzi. Nishtatis Lo Yotzi. If a woman becomes a Chereshes, Gerushin is possible. But if she becomes a Shote, we say not allowed. Rashi says, Rabbanan tikun shalotetze shkali shalo yinugoba maning hafkar. You don't want a shota to be out on the street by yourself. And the Mishnah continues, Nischarish hu onishtate lo yotzi olamis. So it can't be where he became a cheresh. So el olav, what must be this case? Becheresh meikara. Where that he was always a cheresh. Umidahu cheresh meikara. Hinami chereshes meikara. It must be this talking about a case where she was a chareshes meikara. Umida achios chareshes meikara. And if this case is talking about sisters that were always chareshos, nachrios nami. So too in the first case of the Mishnah, chareshes meikara. Vitznan gabi nachrios konis and choleslo. Right? So if case number two, if the man's a cheresh mei, right, a couple of steps. If the man is always a cheresh, the woman's also a chareshes. And if she's always a chareshes, throw it back to the first case. So ishtik, no answer given. So Kiyasal Kami to Rav Yosef, when he came in front of Rav Yosef and asked this question, Amar Lei, Rav Yosef asks him, my time atosve meha, why do you ask this kasha? The Yachol Ishnuyi Lacha. Because he could have given an answer, even though he didn't, he could have answered for you with distinction. Achios Chareshos Meikara, Nachrios Pichos Vakach Nescharshu. Who says case one has to be like case two? Case two is a case of Chareshos always, and case one, where the Mishnah specifically doesn't mention Chalitza, that's a case of Pichos, and afterwards Nescharish. So, Rav Yosef says, that wouldn't have been such a kasha. But Ella Iboy L'Chalosa Meha. You should ask from the following part of the Mishnah, because this is a kasha that they cannot answer. And with this, we'll finish. Meha Shnei Achin Cherishin Nisuin Shnei Achios Pichos. Two brothers married to two sisters. Again, the two brothers are disabled, right? Cherishin, they have deaf mutes, and the Shnei Achios Pichos. Oh Shnei Achios Cherishos. Oh Shnei Achios Achas Pichos Achas Cherishos. All these cases are rabbinic marriage, because at least one person in the marriage is a cheresh or a chereshes. V'chein shtei achios chereshos. Tesuin l'shtei achin pichin. O l'shtei achin chereshin. O l'shtei achin echad pikech lechad cheresh. In all these cases, where it's a drabanan marriage, hare elu paturos min hachalitza umin hayibam. There's no chalitza and there's also no yibam, because it's achos isha. Every case. V'im hayu nachrios, and if they were all not related to each other, Yichnosu, then they could do Yibum. V'imratzu lahotzi yotziu. And if they want to then do, give a get, give a get. What's not made available? Chalitza. Hey chidami. So what's the case in this case? Ilema bepikin v'lubasof nischarshu. Is it a case where they are now chereshid? Mimatzi mafki. As we said before, the man can't do get in that case. Vatznan. Nishtates lo yotzi nischarish. Who? O nishtate lo yotzi olamis. So it can't be a case where he now started off as a mikeach and now is a cheresh. Elo lava cheresh meikar. It must be he was always a cheresh. Umidehein cheresh meikara inunami cheresh meikara. And if all the men in this case, not jumping to other cases in the Mishnah, if in this case their status hasn't changed, it must be the women's status also hasn't changed. Vikatani, and the Mishnah only gives the possibility of imayunachrios yichnosu yichnosu in yichalsu lo. So tiyufta de rabba tiyufta. So we finally got a part of the Mishnah that excludes, does not give the possibility of chalitza, and we proved that it has to be talking about a case where she was always a chareshes. So that's against Rabba, who says that if a woman is always a chareshes, then chalitza is a possibility. So Rabba is rejected. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, there's a lot more. If you want to look, everything you want to know about a cheresh is in the Encyclopedia Talmudis in volume 17, Yud Zayin. There's 10-12 columns on all the halachas where cheresh comes up. Okay, maybe we'll talk more about it in the coming days when we talk in the next parak all about cheresh. Okay, we'll stop here.